on this episode of The Commercial Break.
Hey, cats and kittens. It's me again, Christina, the audio producer for TCB. Brian and Chrissy are still taking a break, lazy bastards, so you're stuck with me for now. If you're like me, you might have come to TCB mid-season, and then when you heard that terrible sound at the beginning of the episode, you know the one I mean, yeah, the one that sounds like a cat being dragged through the streets, you probably thought, what in the hell was that? Well, here's the explanation. It's aliens, because of course it is, from episode 230.
The next episode of The Commercial Break starts now.
I learned that Demi Lovato has a brand new television show, and it's all about her encounters with UFOs. She actually video recorded a UFO sighting that she had. And to me, it looks pretty convincing,
yeah,
actually.
I'm glad she got it on tape.
Yeah, I'm glad she got it on tape, too, because or else she'd just be the
monster
weird
hunter.
Celebrity. Yeah, she'd be like the guy from Blink 182. That got me interested in watching the show. I watched a couple of episodes, uh-huh. And Demi Lovato is still a very attractive woman.
Yeah,
so
she's
I was
great.
Like, I wonder if, you know, if she gets some alien dick out of this. You know what I'm saying?
Well, she's bi, so
she's,
could be either way.
She's non-binary, mm-hmm. is what she says, and she is bi. She's fluid.
She is fluid.
What they call it.
Yeah.
But I'm sure the aliens are fluid, too.
They've got to be.
They've got to be. Like, you think they care about which gender they're having sex
no.
with? The Romans didn't. It's
no,
only
exactly.
It's only in the 1980s that we get all upset about gay people. That's it. I mean, that's it.
Jeez.
It's only since Reagan have we been so obsessed with what other people do in the bedroom. Fuck off. Who cares? Give a shit. The Romans were fucking anything with a hole all over the place. And they didn't care.
Yeah.
They were just having fun.
They were.
All right. To each their own. So I decided I'd go back to a fetish I had heard about many, many times, which is alien sex. Like lots of it seems like women especially are very interested in alien sex.
Okay.
And I thought I would find
they
a video.
They must have had some bad times here on Earth.
I mean, don't most women? Isn't that just one
I
of those
mean,
things?
You just that you turned them alien.
Aster and I were talking about this last night. Don't ask me why Aster and I were talking about this last night. We were talking about how a woman really has to just like the whole, there has to be a whole thing. It's like a whole head, heart, body. It all has to be in it, in the moment, working together, in conjunction with
yes.
each other to really feel
yes.
intimate and
yes.
turned on, right?
True.
That doesn't mean it has to be a lengthy encounter. It means it just has to be working in unison.
Exactly.
Right? Unless it's just you're fucking somebody so fucking hot that doesn't matter who it is, you know, doesn't matter
yeah.
how good they are. They're just going to, you know, jizz anyway. But then men were like physiologically built to just like spread our seed. So it doesn't
yeah.
really matter. We're just like, ah!
Yeah, yeah. It's way more visual
that's
for men
right.
and way more mental for women.
Facts, mm-hmm. right? Scientific facts.
Yep.
1 out of 10 dentists agree. So
this has been sponsored by Oral B.
Sponsored by Oral B. Oral blowjobs. Oral blowjobs. Oral blowjobs. Keep your mouth fresh while you're sucking that cock. So I think that most women that you would talk to would say that they've had really unpleasurable sexual experiences before, because maybe part of it is that it, you know, in that particular moment, everything just wasn't working together.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden it became either comical, boring, or upsetting, right? It was
yes.
just like, oh, this is not, I'm not here.
I'm not here with it.
This. Yeah. Meanwhile, ask a guy how many unpleasant sexual experiences they
What's
have had.
That?
Yeah. What's that? What? What?
What?
Who's fucking me? How quick can they get here?
Yeah.
The truth is that I can think of a few, but it's because they were comical, upsetting, or boring,
yes.
right? They
yes.
were actually those things. Not, it wasn't in my head. It was, mm-hmm. you know, we had the gobbler. We had the person who did not move whatsoever for any,
Oof.
Yeah, it was
yeah.
really weird. It
yeah.
was like having sex with a dead
Corpse.
Body. And I learned after I had dated her that actually turned her on.
Oh.
Like kind of playing dead, letting Ooh. It happen. Like
okay.
you said, letting it happen.
Okay.
Whatever.
Did I say that?
Yes, you just did.
Okay.
Like 3 minutes ago. Welcome to the what's the name again?
What?
A commercial break. Who made that name up? I'm on a podcast. That's crazy. So I went around and I searched around for videos with people that talking about their encounters, sexual encounters.
With aliens.
With aliens. Like to hear one?
Yes, of course.
This is a couple that, well, I'll let them explain themselves. This okay. is another British documentary here. Oh, that's the wrong one. There you go, right there. British documentary. Go to TC. Go to, don't go to TC. Go to youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or you could go to tcbpodcast.com.
Or you can go to Spotify Live.
You can go to Spotify Live, The Commercial Break mm-hmm. Live on Spotify, and you can watch the entire episode a day or two after it releases. We also do the same thing on YouTube, and we put out clips every single day of the week for your viewing enjoyment. Please subscribe if you would, because, you know, we don't have any subscribers, so we need a few of those. All right, here we go.
This is Alice Haggerty. She's a divorced mother of three who now lives with her boyfriend, Pat Marcatilio, in the otherwise...
Not to make fun of Alice here, but Alice looks like an alien.
And he looks like he's from 1970s Vegas.
You remember that video game, Leisure Suit Larry? Yeah. Do you remember the video game where or Hot Tub Larry or whatever it was?
Yeah.
That X-rated video game that came out right when computers were around. And they had like the little, it's this guy. He's got his shirt
he's
on
got
button.
A gold chain. Yeah.
He's ready.
Dyed black hair.
This guy's sexy.
Unremarkable.
If I was having sex with that, I'd probably pretend I was having sex with aliens too.
Yes.
Suburb of Trenton, New Jersey.
There's one, huh?
Oh, yeah.
There's one. Look at that. That's a flying alien cock right there.
That's what we just saw.
Look at that alien penis.
They're just sitting out in lawn chairs.
Yeah. There's one right there.
Yep. In the broad daylight.
Dr. UFO.
And that she has seen them throughout her life, even if for a long time, no one would believe her.
I'm assuming no one still does believe her. These people live in, what is that show?
Yikes.
Extreme Hoarders?
Yeah.
Yeah, this is extreme hoarding. Anytime
it's organized hoard. Yeah. It's an organized hoard. Swarm!
Anytime you put a stained pillow on top of your couch cushions to sit on,
mismatch.
It's probably an indication of how clean your house is.
Right.
So I'm just sharing that.
Right.
I told my mother at one time that I was seeing these beings. This is when I was 7 years old, 8 years old. And I was told I was seeing demons, that I was fooling around with stuff that I shouldn't be. It was...
Like my vagina.
Fooling around.
It's wild. This lady's out there, dude.
Lord.
It's hard because I'm not a liar. You know, I'm not making up stories. These things really happen.
Okay, so this is a husband and a wife that are sitting together. The wife is in a muumuu, a literal Walmart muumuu. She's got horn rim glasses on.
Huge glasses.
Huge glasses that make her eyes look like alien eyes.
A possible perm with some bangs.
Yeah, and the roots from 1997.
Yeah.
And then we've got Leisure Suit Larry, who's got his hair slicked back. He's got
black
a Hawaiian
hair.
Shirt on with
gold chains.
Yeah, with it.
Gold rings.
Gold rings, gold chains. He's got his shirt open. He seems like he might be.
He seems relaxed.
Yeah, he seems relaxed. And when she said, I'm
he's
not
like,
a liar.
That's my girl.
He said, I'm not a liar. He put his hand to his face. Like, oh, here she goes again.
Oh. But everything changed when Alice met Pat.
The two of you are beginning a strange journey.
They met at a UFO conference.
There's an alternative
Let's just
to
say
tender.
Pat is no skeptic when it comes...
There's a page turner.
...to aliens. In fact, he's downright obsessive. He's collected pretty much every UFO publication ever published.
Real Sex 20
and some rather
intimate
dodgy videos.
Sessions. Yeah. Wait, I just saw a tape that said Real Sex 20.
Call for Bob on in
that
Garden
was on
State,
HBO.
HBO is calling. Press 1 to accept the charges from Zork. Hey, it's me, Bob. What's going on? We'd like to come down and do some fucking. Can you get the HBO documentary crew there? Yeah, no problem. I got you covered. When are you coming? On the 19th circular of the moon. We'd like some hot Zork cock.
Zork? I don't know where I made that up, but I love it. Zork. Yeah, this guy's a full-on fetish freak. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Alien
erotica
secret files.
Could you please find a way to make sure that these tapes do not get out? Oh, I got you covered. I've got a VHS tape. I'll write secret files on it. No one will ever see it. Thank you. Is that the best security Earth has to offer? It's the top of the line technology. I'm going to break the little tab so it can't be recorded over. You are great, Bob. Thank you. You will get much alien pegging when you get there. Ah, I love the pegging.
Oh, my God.
It's two. Naturally, their relationship blossomed. And then an unplanned...
Blossomed. Like a flower.
Naturally.
Yeah. On the moon. These two.
And of events gave
he
them
had
both
me
a
real
difficult
sex
decision
one.
To make.
You had me an alien dick, honey. You had me an alien jizz. Yep. The first time you said Zorn, come, I was like, oh, yes, she's my girl.
She's the
That's
one.
That's my girl.
She's the one. Oh.
Oh. Alice came to me and said that she was pregnant. And I said, oh, my goodness. You know, and we were surprised. We were both surprised. She was.
Don't worry. The baby can come live with us on Zork.
Yeah.
The first time she said she was pregnant, I was like, oh, oh well, oh, there's another one. Okay. I gotta throw away her phone number, too.
Woke up Christmas, was that Christmas Eve?
Christmas Eve, yeah.
And there was a big four-inch spot of blood on her bed, and she felt that she wasn't pregnant any longer.
It's called a miscarriage,
I
think,
I was
Bob.
Say.
Yeah, Bob.
Jeez. It could have been a miscarriage, but for Alice and Pat,
is the guy who's narrating this the same guy from ICTV?
ITTV? ITV, whatever, ICTV. ISIS TV. Yeah, no, I don't. I'm sure that they share a lot of the same narrators. Yeah.
Okay.
Explanation. Aliens.
Aliens.
They had taken the baby. They took our baby.
Most miscarriages happen around 2 months. I was beyond that, so I knew that, you know, something more was happening to me.
Aliens. And,
aliens. That's the first explanation I
no
always
go to. No need
to go
to the doctor.
Who drank the rest of the milk? Aliens! Goddamn aliens! Where are my keys? Aliens! Fucking aliens!
Yes, we're just going to start blaming everything on aliens.
Who's shitting Mia's diaper? Aliens! Goddamn aliens!
They are so mischievous.
Why isn't anybody listening to the commercial break? Aliens! Fucking aliens. God damn it. I'll get those aliens. I can. They'll let me know when they're coming. I'm going to get them. Oh my God. This is. It's a natural conclusion. Aliens. She had a miscarriage. They took the baby. That's what they did.
They took the baby.
Hey, Bob, it's us, the Zorks. Don't worry, the kid is safe with us. We're using him. He's on a hamster wheel. He's currently propelling our ships through space. His name is David.
Found out that I was actually giving the aliens my babies.
Are they showing that like little?
This is just like a weird. They're trying to be trendy documentary. It's like it's a piece of shit.
They're showing wind chimes.
Yeah. Oh, aliens and wind chimes go hand in hand.
Why that chime just chimed? Aliens.
Why are my French fries cold? Wind chimes or aliens? One of the two. Not sure. Fucking wind chimes and aliens. Nothing goes together like wind chimes and aliens. Ice cream and apple pie. Chevrolets and cold beers. Wind chimes and aliens.
Yep.
Who would aliens come and take Alice's baby? She's convinced it's because the baby was not actually Pat's, but the product of one of her alien encounters. Oh. And the good news is that the baby didn't die.
The good news.
Ah,
good
that's
news.
The good news. That's the good news. The baby didn't die.
This
the bad news
comes
is,
out as a happy ending.
We're not entirely. He's being tortured by aliens. The good news is he didn't die. The bad news is we're not entirely sure where he is. Good news is he didn't die. Uh-huh. The bad news is I was cheating on Bob with an alien. That must have been great news to Bob. Bob's like, if it's not mine, whose is it?
Aliens!
Aliens! Fucking aliens.
Aliens is a good cop out.
Yeah, that's right.
It really is. I mean, it's underused.
Yes, officer, was there a problem? You know how fast you were going?
Aliens! Or wind chimes! One of the two.
It was the aliens.
Child is being brought up on an alien spaceship as we speak. And how does she know? Well, Alice says that on one of her trips into space, she...
Elon Musk sent her up to visit. Elon Musk got wind and tweeted back at her. Free trip to see your Zork child. Oh, that Elon Musk. He's saving the world, isn't he?
He really is.
Introduced to hundreds of such alien-human hybrid babies.
Oh, well, babies were extra small.
Maybe he knows all the other. Maybe she knows all the other babies that the Whacking Tree guy was.
Yeah,
having.
I'm sure they're playing on the playground together.
Yeah, we don't know. You may not have heard this episode. It may not have been out yet. Whatever. Anyway, we reviewed a guy who claims to have had sex with alien named Crescent for over 66 years, but he failed to ask her why he picked her. But he had like 150 alien babies that he saw in a glass case one time. Yeah.
6 to 8 inches. The hair was very, very fine. Very little of it. You could see the skeletal system through the skin.
Oh,
the
translucent skin.
Mm-hmm. But, you know, why? That'd be no good for me.
Yeah.
I need a Zorn tanning bed.
I need a Zorn tanning bed.
But if you have to think about it. If you're living in space and you're constantly traveling through space and there's no sun, I guess your skin would just turn translucent, right? Mm-hmm. But here's another question. What kind of drugs are these people taking?
I don't know, but I want some.
Didn't Jersey just legalize mushrooms and acid? They did, I think, right?
Normal, but you could see knowledge in the eyes. Unnatural. Knowing that they had the knowledge of the universe. That they were much more intelligent than I could ever be.
Bob's like, let's go back to watching Real Sex 20.
Yeah. Hey, honey. You want...
I just did it for the erotica.
You want to put
whatever
on
she says.
You want to put on alien anal and get it on?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, honey, I have a headache. Aliens.
According to Alice, her responsibilities don't end with breeding. The aliens have occasionally abducted her for a brief spell of alien wet nursing.
Wet nursing? they're bringing her up to breastfeed?
Yeah.
You mean the aliens didn't have that part covered?
No.
Yeah.
They didn't think that through.
Hi, Bob. This is Zork from Ork. I just had sex with your wife many, 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 many times. Unfortunately, I didn't buy any...
formula.
I didn't buy any Gerber baby food. Do you mind if I borrow your wife's tits?
God damn it, alien! You're fucking with my life!
It wasn't my fault. It was the wind chimes!
When I was on board, I had to put my hand on this cylinder coming up out of the floor or whatever, and I could feel all my energy draining into the cylinder.
There's a picture of this. This looks like a glory hole to me.
This picture is hilarious. I mean, they're no Picasso.
Yeah.
Look, what did you expect? Stick figure.
It's a stick figure.
My hands on cone.
There's a hole in the floor, and there's a dick coming out of the floor. Yes. They had me put my hands on it, drained all my energy. That's because that's an alien glory hole.
Oh my god,
I have seen this before.
Wow.
And I was told that, you know, it's mother's love for the babies. And somehow they put the energy into the babies and
storage tank of mother's love.
Storage tank.
Welcome back to the ship, Karen. Please go put your hands on the mother's love stick. Now rub furiously and vigorously. Yes, oh yes, oh yes, oh yes, more mother's love. Don't mind what's coming out of the mother's love stick. That is mother's love. We are collecting it.
This is hilarious. It says on here, storage tank of mother's love energy or life energy.
I think in human terms, that's called a used t-shirt. Possibly a towel. We are collecting mother's love. Keep rubbing, Karen. Keep rubbing.
This show is so stupid. We are so stupid.
I know. This is crazy.
Karen's whacking off aliens.
Like it says base.
Yeah, it says base. It looks like a ball, a testicle. I kept rubbing the base and they kept telling me the mother's love's coming through just fine, Karen. Keep on rubbing. And in a minute, you're going to see a new mother's love stick come out of the ground. Don't worry. It might have a different color. Maybe it's going to bend the other way. Oh my God, Karen. You've been tricked by the aliens.
We got to keep going for a minute. Yeah, here. What else is on this drawing?
You cannot live without a human touch. It was like I was the universal
whacker offer.
The picture was a day. Yeah,
I was the alien masturbator. That's what I did. I got an important position. Bader of the universe.
Love machine, you know, for the babies.
A milk machine for the babies.
And Alice isn't the only one to claim to have given birth to hybrids.
Oh, okay, we're going to
Years after her encounters with the reptilian alien, Pamela says she woke up one night, stark naked, and surrounded by alien beings who led her into a room inside a spaceship, where some tiny figures were waiting.
Why are they showing children?
Why are they showing children? That's a little weird.
I'm sorry, I'm getting a little flashback from it all now.
Oh, my God. This is, there's a blonde bombshell on the screen right now. I mean, she's a little bit older, but you can tell that she's a good-looking, attractive woman.
Yep.
And she's all sexed out. She's got a see-through shirt on with a lace
bra. She was sitting by the pool in a lacy dress.
In a lacy dress. And she's been taken to a room with children, apparently, for sex. I don't know.
There were four little girls who rushed over and grabbed my arms and started calling me mommy.
Get off me! I don't know you.
Get it? You little brats! Welcome, Danielle.
And I woke up in the grocery store.
The children are going to take you to the mother's love stick. We need a new mother love milker. Oh, my God. We want to try you out for a couple of weeks.
I was too freaked out to embrace them. And I kept saying, let me go. And they said, mommy, don't go. And I said, let me out of here. Get away from me. And all of a sudden, it felt like I fell back through the door.
I woke up in Kmart. I realized I had been on a drug bender.
And that's when I woke up at the Rusty Nail Bar. And Kenneth was trying to stuff a key full of coke up my nose, saying, you gotta wake up, girl.
Your kids are here.
You nodded out. Your kids are outside in the car, all four of them. They were just in here screaming, mommy, mommy. I don't know what pills you're on, Karen, but you gotta take it somewhere else.
My bed startled.
Oh my God.
And I was so panic-stricken, I can't remember when I have been more afraid. I noticed my arms were kind of sore, and I looked down, and I saw little dime-like bruise marks on my arms where my daughters had been grabbing me. It hit me that I must have been through something truly physical.
Yes, it's it's called a crystal meth binge. It's called ayahuasca, and you shouldn't do it around your children.
Oh, my God.
Okay, just another couple of minutes here.
So, yeah, it was pretty scary, especially for someone who never wanted children.
You didn't say you didn't have them.
Yeah,
he said he never
wanted
them.
He said they weren't yours. Yeah.
Never wanted them.
You never wanted them. All those pregnancies just went straight up to Zorn.
Yeah,
with the other lady.
Yeah. See, that makes a whole lot more sense now. God, I love being in on the joke, if we can call it a joke. Well, Brian and Chrissy wanted me to remind you to send comments, questions, or content ideas, please God, to 855-TCB-8383. Come on, let's freshen this shit up. 855-TCB-8383. Go to the website, tcbpodcast.com, and check out our YouTube channel, youtube.com/thecommercialbreak. Until next time, I'm Christina, and I never say bye!